The hearing took place in a City Hall conference room that was closed to the public and the media. Attorney James Brantley, representing the Florida Police Benevolent Association and Lee Cole, argued that the officer should not have been fired. He was the one who pulled the trigger during the scenario being run for members of the city's Chamber of Commerce last August. After the nearly three-hour hearing, which Cole did not attend, Brantley met with reporters and presented his case.
They've confirmed during the hearing that not a single other employee of the police department or the city has received so much as a written reprimand. So the question is why Officer Lee Cole would be the only person held responsible for the events of August of last year that resulted in Ms. Knowlton's death.
City Manager Howard Kunick is on record saying they will conduct a full internal affairs investigation into everyone on the police force connected to the scenario after the criminal charges against Cole and Police Chief Tom Lewis have been resolved. Cole is charged with felony manslaughter and the chief with misdemeanor culpable negligence. But Brantley observes the chief has been put on indefinite paid administrative leave pending the outcome of those criminal charges. He asks why Cole couldn't be treated the same way. For WGCU News, I'm Michael Hirsch in Punta Gorda.